It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the program. Tim and Russ in studio here. And again, we're recording this program on Thursday. Man, it's clouded up. And by the time you're listening to this, rain expected in the valley, snow in the mountains today, Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, and then snow in the mountains for most of the next week.
And this is an accurate forecast because we're here.
Yeah, we're actually looking
we're
at
not
it.
Gallivanting around some country overseas. We're here.
I'm just glad we're not done with the snow just yet. We need it. Although earlier this week, Matt Thomas was telling Amanda Dixon and me on Utah's Morning News, we're about 126% of normal right now, which is great. Coming up in this half hour, we're going to be checking in, doing a little road tripping with Bob and Mark. I just got an email from them. I'll take a peek at what might be on the topic list today. I do know that Bob was on the road with, and we talked about this in the last half hour, with Jason Nelson, who's the owner of ATV and Jeep Adventures. We'll see if that has anything to do with the conversation. Also, we'll check in with Sarah Sherman. She's in the midst of a busy day up at Snowbird. Speaking of spring skiing, they've got some renovation work that's coming. They're pretty excited about. We'll share with you. And Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge will also check in with us if we can make that connection. Fingers crossed. We'll find out what conditions are like up there to do a little snowmobiling. Right now, though, it is time to check in with the Division of Wildlife Resources and the only guest we ever have here who has her own theme song, and that would be Faith Jolly. Hey, Faith.
Hi. I love to hear it. It makes me happy every time.
Yeah. Happy New Year. I don't know if we talked to you since the beginning of the year. I don't know. I've lost track.
You know, I can't remember when I was last on either, but it's always a joy, so thank you.
Well, this is a topic that I knew Russ would like to sink his teeth into, so to speak, here. As a dog lover and as somebody who's had your share of walking the fine line, I think, with dogs in the outdoors, haven't you?
Well, we're not going to go into that.
But, anything we can divulge here to the public?
I don't care. My life has been opened on this show, so I don't care. Yeah, I've learned the hard way on a few things. But what I've learned is, and my dog is, I only have one dog. I just have, right now I have Jesse.
Right.
Blue Heeler. They're maniacs. But they're always on electronic leash. I always have them on a collar, which a lot of dogs, and heelers included, just look at you and keep doing what they're doing when you whack them on the collar. But you always need to have a leash with you.
Absolutely.
Always.
And it's as much – we're going to talk about the danger to the wildlife, but it's as much a danger to the dogs themselves if you don't do it. This is that time of the year, Faith, when you know, obviously these big game are stressed from a winter, and I just mentioned we've got more snow coming, and if folks are headed out and start, you know, doing some of their hiking or whatever they're out there doing and don't have a dog on leash, their instinct is to chase whatever that big thing is.
If you let them.
It is, yes. And I know, I'm like, this is a spicy topic. I know it gets people all worked up. There's very strong feelings about leash use or not leash use. And so we just kind of try to educate people that, you know, it's not just about, you know, keeping your dog close to you or whatever. Like, it can be a harm to wildlife, like you said. So even though this year we had a milder winter than last year, this is still a sensitive time of year for deer because their fat storage is almost depleted by this time of year, you know, not being able to find as much food as normal. And they just really can't afford to waste any energy. So if you're hiking or camping or just walking your dog and they are off leash and run up and chase a bunch of deer or elk or something, that really can be detrimental to that animal. And if it's like a one-off, one-time thing, then that's, you know, possibly not going to make or break the survival for that animal. But if, you know, we have a lot of people that go outdoors. And so if this is repeatedly happening, that's where it gets really dangerous for these animals.
Yeah. And we should make the point, too, that your pets are welcome in all national forests, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So they, and like state parks, there's a bunch of different, you know, areas in Utah that people can bring dogs, but you just need to make sure you know those rules. And just in as a general rule, it's just a good idea to keep them leashed. But yeah, in national forests, they do have to be kept on a leash no longer than 6 feet while they're in developed recreation areas like campsites and while they're on those established trails.
Your dog can be trained to not critter, to not go after critters. And the other thing is, if you let them do it, if they do it in the summer when all those animals are healthy, the dogs are going to get the you-know-what kicked out of them.
Yeah.
It's not safe for the dogs to be running loose around game.
Exactly. And that's kind of a big point too, right? Is like, obviously we don't like to see that because it is harmful to a lot of our wildlife species. But yes, it is also dangerous for your own dogs, especially with moose and some of those other big game. They get mean with dogs, and we've seen fatalities for dogs. And and it is one thing people also don't realize, it actually is illegal to let your dog chase hoofed wildlife. So that includes our deer, our moose, our elk, some of these other big game species. So just, it's best all around. Just keep them leashed or really train them to not chase after wildlife.
Yeah, and sometimes that's a mama moose who's just trying to protect young out there too. And you may find that behavior from other big game. There's a couple of bullet points on this note you sent me, though, that I want to make sure we mention. One is you need to keep your dog's vaccinations up to date. Mm-hmm. You should be doing that all the time anyway. Yes. But that can cause a problem if there's an interaction between your dog and big game.
There can. Well, and we've seen this even with, if it's not big game or they're chasing a fox or something else and they get bit or scratched, there is sometimes that concern with rabies. So just, in general, it's a good idea. Keep them vaccinated, keep them close to you so that they're not causing issues or putting themselves in harm's way.
Here's the other one that jumped off the page to me. If you find an animal carcass, leave the area. Yeah. It could be a kill that a cougar is guarding. Yeah, and the dog is going to be attracted by the scent and may approach the carcass. And a cougar sees that as, trying to get in on the Happy Meal, then you've got real problems.
Yes. And you can usually tell if it's a cougar cache because they kind of bury it almost. Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see. So if you see anything like that, or even just in general, just dead animals, it's best to keep them away because there are disease concerns. But then, you definitely don't want them tangling with a cougar that's maybe coming back to that site.
I noticed the specific length of the leash was listed in this press release of 6 feet. Is that law or is that just a suggestion?
So I think that is the National Forest Service. That is like a law for them or one of their rules. Yeah, I'm not sure on like state parks or national parks. So we kind of recommend like if you're going to recreate, check with the land managing agency on what their rules are. And just to be safe, I would say just err on the side of always keep your dogs leashed.
Yeah. And again, it's as much about, keeping your pooch safe so that you bring Homer home with you.
I see that a lot at RV parks, actually, that allow pets, but on a 6-foot leash.
Yeah.
So you have total control over
Makes
it.
Sense. All right, Faith, important information this time of year, and especially as we get more snow coming. But for sure, people are have a little bit of cabin fever, especially with the warmer temperatures we had this past week. It's a good time to remind them. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks for caring about Utah's wildlife.
All right. Faith Jolly from the Division of Wildlife Resources there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do a little road tripping of our own. We're going to check in with Bob Grove and Mark Wade, so look forward to that. Also coming up on Snow Day, we'll head to Snowbird. Sarah Sherman will join us, so make sure you stay with us right here on KSL Outdoors Radio. Yes, I got to have fun.